Pentagon warmongers ousting pro-peace colleagues. By the staff of AFP. There is a coup quietly taking place in the U.S. military, namely the warmongering deep state has been exploiting recent scandals to oust anti-war officials, isolate the Secretary of Defense, and, ultimately, force yet another regime change war, this time with Iran. Independent media voices on the left and the right have been reporting in depth on this, while the mainstream media has remained silent about a shocking move that is threatening to upend the Trump presidency. On April 18, news broke that several top military officials had been removed from their posts at the Pentagon, citing reports that they had been accused of leaking classified information to mainstream journalists. The five individuals happened to all be close aides of Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and had been longtime supporters of President Donald Trump. The report specifically named Hegseth as Chief of Staff, Joe Casper, Hegseth as Deputy Chief of Staff, Darren Selnick, Senior Advisor to Hegseth Dan Caldwell, the Assistant for Public Affairs in Hegseth's office, John Ulyatt, and the Chief of Staff to the Deputy Defense Secretary, Colin Carroll. On April 22, Caldwell, who had also worked in the first Trump administration, was interviewed by popular independent conservative commentator Tucker Carlson. In that interview, Carlson fired back at the deep state, noting, Dan Caldwell was one of the strongest voices at the Pentagon opposing war with Iran. Then he was falsely accused of leaking classified documents and fired. In the hour and a half talk, Caldwell, a Marine Corps veteran who fought in the Second Iraq War, said he had never even been accused of anything before he was frog-marched out of the Pentagon. Later, he came to the conclusion that there was never an actual investigation into the charges that had been leveled against him and the four other aides in the mainstream media. "We threatened a lot of established interests inside the building and outside the building," Caldwell confided to Carlson. "If I actually did some of the things that anonymous people on the internet and in the Pentagon are saying I did, I'd be in handcuffs." Caldwell went on to explain that powerful forces inside and outside the U.S. government have been agitating for a war with Iran, something he has opposed. He believes this cost him his job. "There is an enormous amount of pressure on this administration to participate in military action against Iran," said Caldwell. "But I think it is fair to say that a war with Iran risks being incredibly costly in terms of lives and dollars and instability in the Middle East." While the mainstream media has totally ignored this important story, independent media voices on the right and the left have kept it alive. From Carlson and Stephen Bannon on the right to Glenn Greenwald and Ken Klippenstein on the left, independent commentators have all blasted the deep state's relentless push for war. One can't help but notice that several of Pete Hegseth's fallen advisors are among the most vocal skeptics, if not outright opponents, of a U.S. military conflict with Iran, said former civil rights attorney Greenwald on his April 22 talk show. He added, "All of this is taking place against a backdrop of increasingly tense and increasingly public pressure being placed on Donald Trump and his administration to endorse either a direct U.S. military strike against Iran or give a green light for Israel to do so. We can only hope that Trump has the courage of his convictions to stand against yet another deep state, neocon-backed regime change war that will only end in disaster, much like the other wars the United States has been dragged into in the past few decades, most notably Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Libya."